Triple M News.
Hi, it's Matt with your News on Demand. The New South Wales Premier is standing firm. She won't entertain the idea of allowing pill testing at music festivals. It comes after the fatal overdose of 19-year-old Callum Brosnan over the weekend. Harm Reduction Australia President Gino Vumbuka says bringing the practice in couldn't save lives.
We can talk to you about what the risks are, what the consequences are, what the potential harms are, and what to do if you get into trouble. Then we can provide advice on actually what it is they're about to consume.
Jared Haynes' lawyer has entered a not guilty plea against his alleged sexual assault charges. The 30-year-old NRL veteran is accused of sexually assaulting a woman on grand final night this year. Doctors may soon be able to diagnose depression and anxiety disorders with a Fitbit-style tracker. Pilot studies in the US have correctly diagnosed acute cases 94% of the time, with a device looking at heart rate, sweating, breathing, and pupil dilation. And 102-year-old Irene O'Shea has become the world's oldest skydiver, jumping 14,000 feet in South Australia yesterday. Turning to sport now, and India had the first test against Australia just about wrapped up a short time ago after claiming the key wicket of Tim Payne. Just our bowlers are left to fight it out, still chasing a target of 323. In tennis, our Aussie young guns are gunning for wildcard entry to the upcoming Australian Open at Melbourne Park today. And an NRL could be another handy pickup for Newcastle. The club's expected to formally announce the signing of Kurt Mann from the Dragons, who will be gunning for the starting hooker role in 2019. Get news whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or at triplem.com.au.